Good morning and welcome to our Good Health program brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System in the KOHU studio. I'm Caitlin Kozad, the host for Good Health, and today we are welcoming board-certified nephrologist Dr. Fadi Akoum into the studio to talk about kidney and dialysis care at Good Shepherd. Dr. Akoum, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us what a nephrologist does, Dr. Akoum.
So we take care of diseases of the kidneys. When the kidneys go bad, the balance in the body for the minerals, the fluid balance needs to be taken care of, and we take care of that for patients.
Yes, and tell us about your education background and training.
So I moved here to the Northwest from Cleveland, Ohio. This is where I trained for my nephrology, which is kidney disease fellowship. And I did some more training for clinical hypertension and heart failure, too, in Cleveland. So this is where I came from. Originally, I'm Lebanese. I trained and went to school in Lebanon at the American University of Beirut. But that was some time ago. I miss it.
Wow.
But I'm here. I've been in the Northwest for the last 15 and a half years, and I love it.
And that's how long you've been practicing, right?
Nephrology, yes.
Yeah, 15
exactly.
years.
Yeah.
Excellent. And why did you choose to become a doctor? What inspired you?
Well, my dad said, go to medical school. No, that was a joke. It's just helping patients. It's so important to me. Very fulfilling. That's the main true reason. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And why did you choose this field of medicine?
The kidneys and the heart are pretty intriguing to most medical professionals, medical students when we start. Sometimes a little intimidating to learn about them. And I ended up on the kidney side, and it's been great since I finished, or during training was great, and, you know, working in the field has been great, too.
Excellent, and congratulations, by the way. I learned that you were recently recognized as a top doctor by the National Healthcare Research Company. What did that recognition mean to you?
An honor badge. A very quick answer. This is a survey that polls other physicians and medical providers and asks their opinion about their fellow docs. And apparently I got good marks.
Yes.
And have been for the last 5 years in a row.
So a top doctor rated by your peers, and in several years running, right?
Five years. Yeah.
You've been recognized for that.
I'm humbled.
It's wonderful. So let's get into, you know, nephrology. Why is it important to the health of our community?
It's important for the health of patients. First, individually, is our body. Needs that balance that the kidneys provide. But also, the kidneys help the heart, help the brain, help the rest of the body function well. And patients who have other diseases or at risk for other diseases, we got to make sure that their kidneys are on the right track. That helps them tremendously. And we work in concert with other specialists very closely to achieve those goals of overall good health. I do the kidney part. Others do their parts so that we can put things together for patients to feel well and do well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was a much-needed service in this community and allows our patients to be close to loved ones, right? They don't
Correct.
Have to travel.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. We bring this service to home right here. No need to travel to Tri-Cities or Portland. Mm-hmm. or Spokane. We're here. We have a full team with kidney care at Good Shepherd, right here close to home.
Yes. And then it leads me to my next thought. Good Shepherd recently announced that it has inpatient dialysis care. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, of course. This is our newest addition to the services that we provide. Patients who had advanced kidney disease or on dialysis, if they get sick for any reason, really, any other reasons than the kidneys and need to be hospitalized, they had to travel out of town and sometimes hundreds of miles away to be hospitalized for those medical conditions because we didn't have inpatient dialysis. Now we have that, so patients get to stay here and we take care of their kidney and dialysis needs while the other doctors and specialists take care of the other medical conditions they're admitted to the hospital for. Mm-hmm. So it's a very good, it's a great addition to what we can offer.
Yes, a tremendous service to this community, and congratulations on that. So tell me, what is the difference between a nephrologist and a urologist?
We nephrologists have a joke about that, but I'm not going to go there. We love urologists. So we take care of the kidney and the medical conditions directly related to the kidneys. So we stay in the upper part of the urinary system. The urologists are surgeons. They take care of the whole urinary tract, including sometimes surgeries that are needed for the kidneys and the ureters and the bladder. So the whole system is under their care, but they're surgeons. They do the cutting and the fixing. What we do is the balancing and the making sure that the kidneys are doing the cleanup and the function of keeping things balanced in the body.
Yes, and what are some of the key risk factors for kidney disease?
Biggest one is really diabetes. Very close to is high blood pressure, hypertension. Those are two big ones. There are other risk factors, of course. Chronic diseases like chronic heart disease, cancer, some autoimmune diseases, and also not watching what we're eating and the things that we consume and drink and we put in our bodies. Sometimes some medications can hurt the kidneys, over-the-counter medications. So we got to be careful. So I encourage everyone to make sure to read labels or check with primary care providers to make sure that the kidneys are left alone, not hurt.
Right. And so what are the early warning signs, if any, that individuals should be looking out for?
Unfortunately, there are truly no warning signs until kidney disease is pretty advanced. And that's a very unfortunate situation. Hence the importance of following up with primary care providers and doing those routine testing and checking in with them and watching what we're putting in our bodies. Early recognition of kidney disease is very important. It helps save the kidneys and save the body. That's what the primary care provider can do. So don't spare the visit to the primary care provider.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And so you mentioned testing. What testing can be done to aid in diagnosis and treatment plans for the kidneys?
We typically start with blood and urinary testing, simple blood tests, simple urinary tests, and then if needed, there's some imaging testing that we do, advanced cases. In advanced cases, we may resort to doing a kidney biopsy. But those are in general what we resort to.
Okay. And what are the common conditions you treat?
Chronic kidney disease is the bulk of what we do. But we certainly take care of patients who have high blood pressure, especially the difficult-to-treat hypertension or resistant hypertension. That's what I specialize in specifically. Electrolyte imbalances, prevention of kidney stones, after kidney transplant care, and dialysis care are examples of what we do.
Oh, kidney stones, the dreaded kidney stones. They're so painful, as I've heard. It's just a terrible thing.
Correct. Yeah, so we are involved mostly in the care of kidney stones in the early stages to try to prevent them. Mm. But once they happen, this is when we get the help from a urologist to have the stones blasted or taken out. Our role is a little bit early on in that process.
Okay, and so getting into the treatment options for kidney disease, what are they?
I always like to start with prevention. Mm-hmm. If we could. If the kidney disease is there, we try to limit it and prevent what we call progression of the kidney disease. Most of the time we can do that, we can achieve that. If we can't, then we shoot for slowing the progression down so that we get to retire with good kidney function. There's some medications that we use to help the kidneys. Of course, coordination with other docs, other specialties to have the other medical problems under good control is also crucial to keep the kidneys healthier.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And how does a patient come into your care? Is a referral required?
Typically, yes. Mm-hmm. Typically, yes. Primary care doctors are gracious enough to call us, contact us, or simply send us a referral, and a quick review by myself or my team will get the patient right in.
Good. And what can a patient expect when they first come to see you, Dr. Akum?
A lot of smiles and a lot of good vibe, I promise that.
Yes.
But we typically go over some patient health information, and we try to understand why the kidney function is not normal. That's in general what we see. And then we come up with a plan to preserve the kidney function and correct the things that we can correct.
Mm-hmm. And so you care for patients 18 and older. What are the options for pediatric patients?
Unfortunately, there are no pediatric nephrologists in the area. Those younger patients will have to travel out of town to a large center, large hospital that has a specialty. Only large hospitals have them. Unfortunately, we do not have this service here. It's not there in the Tri-Cities. So Portland or Seattle is the way to go.
And let's get into the full scope of your care. Can you describe that for our listeners?
So kidney care, as provided by a nephrologist, starts, as I mentioned a little earlier, early in the disease process, trying to prevent things from happening or slowing things down. So we take care of patients in that situation. But if patients have worsening of the kidney function, we take care of that too. We call that acute kidney injury or sharp decline in the kidney function. We're ready and we do it. That's what I do every day, one of the things. If patients are sicker, they need to be in the hospital, we can take care of that at Good Shepherd now. If they need their medications to be adjusted, if they need dialysis, we can always take care of that too.
Excellent. And so you said when a patient comes to see you, it's all smiles. Can you describe your philosophy of care?
Making sure the patient's comfortable. Mm-hmm. When we address their kidney issues, listening to the patients, listening to their concerns, I feel it gets me closer to them, and it makes everything easier for me and for the patients. One more thing, working with the patient and their family members and caregivers, I believe, is crucial to get patients where they need to be in their kidney care. And I believe we do that well, and hence the smiles.
Yes. Yeah. What stands out to me is the word trust. I think anything we've put out to the community about you and the services you provide, it seems that the feedback is consistently, you know, he's an amazing doctor. He's saved my loved one's life. He's a wonderful human being. Just really, really great feedback from our community already.
Thank you. Thank you for the gracious words. Mm-hmm. I'm humbled. I keep trying.
Yes, every day. So give us an example of a great patient success story you can think of. I'm sure there's many. What comes to mind?
The most recent one, I have one. The most recent one, a patient who calls in at his primary care doctor and says, I'm noticing something going on when I go to the bathroom. And the primary care doctor runs some tests, a urinary test that shows something that's not normal. So that doc calls me up, and I said, okay, get the patient right in. I can see him tomorrow. And within 72 hours, we do a kidney biopsy for the patient, and we know exactly what's going on at the level of the cells inside of the kidneys, really. And then we start the patient within days, really, on an immunosuppressive therapy type. And this middle-aged man now is back to work, producing for his family, around his family. His kidneys are functioning normally.
Wow.
Yeah, so those are one of those success stories that that come along every now and then, and I'm very proud of what we do as a team.
It sounds like a very quick turnaround.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Communication is key, and I'm happy to say that we have great communication, nephrology, kidney disease, and other specialties. I'm on speed dial with with most providers in the area, and I like it.
Yes. Yeah. And what really stands out to me is that patient was able to get right back to the things they need to do and they love to do because they had that healthcare available to them right here close to home.
True.
That's what it's all about.
True.
So a little about you. Tell us about your family and what you like to do in your spare time.
So I'm married to my beautiful wife, Susie. We have four boys, two in college. And a 15-year-old and an 8-year-old. The big, beautiful baby surprise.
As tall as you, soon to be.
Yeah, soon to be. And yeah, we've been in the Northwest. We love this area. You guys, I'm pretty sure you know how beautiful this Northeast Oregon, Southeast Washington area is. In my spare time, I learned to love hiking after I moved here. But I'm a long-distance runner and biker, and as I mentioned to you one time before, I'm a newbie in pickleball now.
I love that. Yeah. Yes. And you once told me you ran in Italy.
Correct.
Yes. Which was pretty cool.
Yeah. Almost exactly a year ago, third week of March last year, I ran the Rome Marathon. It was amazing. It was great. I'm very proud.
I think it's an accomplishment considering, you know, the cobblestone and the uneven surfaces.
Was a big challenge, yes. But, hey, I finished it. Not a good time finishing, but middle of the pack is not bad.
Good. Well, anything else you'd like to share with our community, Dr. Akum?
I'm blessed to be here, and I thank everyone for the opportunity to serve. Mm-hmm. And I thank you for this interview, and looking forward to working more with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, it's been a pleasure, Dr. Akum. We're so happy to have you be part of the Good Shepherd family. And it is time to wrap up Good Health Today. I want to thank Dr. Akum for joining us this morning to share about kidney and dialysis care at Good Shepherd. For more information about Good Shepherd's Nephrology Clinic, you can visit our website at www.gshealth.org, or you can call the clinic at 541-667-3661. Be sure to check out our Facebook page, where we'll post a link to today's program via a podcast. Again, thank you so much, Dr. Akum, for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
This is Good Health, brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System in the KOHU studio. Thank you for joining us, and be well.